from WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. Farm worker advocates are celebrating new protections against pesticide exposure. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency recently announced the updates to the Agricultural Worker Protection Standard. WGCU's John Davis has more on what this means for Florida's nearly 300,000 farm workers.
Pesticides have been used in the country's agricultural field since the 1940s, but it wasn't until 1992 that the EPA first adopted regulations to educate workers and protect them against harmful chemical exposures. Now, after more than 20 years of lobbying on the part of farm worker advocates, the EPA is preparing to implement an updated standard. The new regulations set a minimum age of 18 for workers handling pesticides. Jeannie Economist with the Florida Farm Worker Association of Florida says the new rules include updated training requirements, like information about take-home exposures.
Farm workers that are working in the fields can get pesticides on their skin, on their clothes, and then they go home and pick up their children or come into the home with their clothes and wash their work clothes with their regular laundry. All those things are dangerous and could expose the family to pesticides.
The new rules apply stricter requirements on when pesticides can be sprayed. They also make employers adopt better record-keeping practices on worker pesticide training and require that training to occur before employees begin working in the fields. The State Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services will be responsible for enforcing the new rules. The updates won't take effect until next fall. John Davis, WGCU News.